Collection features a selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Benny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot, even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
The Garage, your domain, where a wall full of tool stacks holds the stories of past projects, where the utility light hangs like a loyal friend. So when you have to make the trip for parts, you want to make it fast. Just order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com. You can pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes, then get right back to doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com now to learn more.
Segment, then we can play. We can have some talent show contestants. What do you think? Let's have that theme music. It is time for the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Frank Opinion. Welcome. Gather around, everybody. We're going to talk about the great outdoors. Well, I guess you guys have noticed the leaves are falling.
And changing colors.
And changing colors.
I've noticed that.
And it's getting a little cooler. Yeah. It sure is. And that concludes the outdoor segment. Yeah. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. And I got a text from Pam. Pam and Jim own Pistols Plus. It says, today, could you mention hunting season? Youth season, this would be deer, November 1st and 2nd. And firearm season starts November 15th for 10 days. We have everything they need for both. And that's true. They do. I don't care if you're a bow hunter, if you need shotguns, you need ammo, you need a rifle, you need a scope, and you need somebody to make sure it's sighted properly, Pistols Plus. I like the fact, too, that young kids can go into Pistols Plus and almost get in like a museum-like education from all the animals, stuffed animals that are there, not to mention the fact that they cater to young first-time hunters. They have some introductory firearms, if you will, for younger people. For example, like a 12-year-old, a lot easier to shoot a 20-gauge than a 12-gauge. Rifles, they have nice, safe, sort of beginner rifles to use, and handguns, and more handguns. Pistols Plus, they're in the heart of Osage Beach across from Staples. It'll fool you. If you go to the lake and you've passed by and you think, you look down and you go, well, that doesn't look like much of a place. Go in, please. Complete indoor shooting range. They have an archery department and a guy there who knows a whole lot about archery. And about half the staff is either current police officers still on the force or they're ex-cops or there's an ex-chief that works there. So these people, they know what they're talking about. And what I'm getting at is there are a lot of people that go to buy a handgun who've never had a handgun, and they get a lot of bad advice from friends, people who think they know what they're talking about. They don't. Talk to people who do. Pistols Plus, terrific place. I've been going there buying things for, 15 years. Osage Beach, Missouri, Pistols Plus. All right, it's talent show day. And we haven't had any talent yet, and the deal is this. If we go two Thursdays with no talent, the talent competition is over. I don't think that's going to happen. Here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let me talk to Alexis. Alexis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And what can we do for you? Did you call for the talent show?
I did.
And what is your talent?
I want to sing for you guys.
Well, you have a wonderful speaking voice, so I'm going to guess you're a pretty good singer. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Columbia, Illinois.
Ah, I know it well. Down the road from Waterloo, where I lived for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 16.
Favorite age. That's my favorite age. 16.
Yep.
Well, it will be in 2 years. In 2 years, it'll be my favorite age. You sound older. Do you get that a lot? Because I have a daughter who's 26. She sounds like she's 10. I'm serious.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, but you have a wonderful voice. What are you going to sing for us?
I'd like to sing the national anthem for you guys.
Well, lots of people have screwed it up. Oh, I want to hear. I want to hear it done right, ladies and gentlemen. Take your caps off out there. Put your hand over your heart. You drive with one hand. Here with the national anthem is Alexis from Columbia, Illinois.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, no bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah! That was fantastic.
Are you in the school choir, Alexis?
Yes.
Wow, where do you go to high school?
I go to Columbia High School.
Wow, you're a good singer. We don't need to have a conference. We'll take your phone number now. Alexis, do you know what the prize package is?
No.
Okay, good.
A harmonica and a joke CD.
Yeah, harmonica and a joke CD.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound great?
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
You're excited, and I don't blame you. Let's just hang on. Dan Strauss is going to... How'd you find out about our contest, by the way?
My dad told me.
Yeah, well, that's a good dad.
Yeah, he's been AM and the PM for 17 years.
Now, good for him. Hallelujah. Hang on, and Dan's going to take your number. Alexis, what a pleasure. Yeah, you have a great voice, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. That girl is going places. Let's go to Jim. You got the line? Okay, he's got it. This would be Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jim. You calling for the talent show?
No, I just called to tell you that me and my buddy Mike talked to Johnny Landoff yesterday.
Wow. What'd you talk about?
Well, this morning we brought him a cashier's check, and he knocked off $1,000. We got a Ford Focus, and he knocked off $1,000 because we weren't making payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about you a little bit. He talked to us a little bit before we left.
You let him know you're AM in the PM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that we're very satisfied with it. So.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you going there. We really do. Thank you.
Well, I've been hearing about him ever since I was a kid, and you know, I figured they've been in business so long. If they didn't treat people right, they wouldn't be stay in business for 70-some years.
Yeah, that all sounds good, but you really went there because of this show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he needs to know that, and he needs to know that without this show, he'd probably be out of business. We appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, there goes Jim, proud owner of a pre-owned Ford Focus that he got from Landoff. This is John. Hello, John. How are you?
This is Ted.
Well, no, it says John.
Well, John and Ted sound...
Wah, wah, wah.
So is it Ted?
It is Ted.
Okay. Not as good as Dan put John on the screen. Ted, what can we do for you?
I got a problem, Frank.
Well, you want the problem solvers?
I do.
That would be us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
Dad, what's the problem?
Okay, we've known a joke for a long time, just the punchline, but no one knows the setup.
All right, what's the punchline?
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
There is no a setup. That's not even a real joke. Any time, the joke is that any time anybody says anything with the word rectum in it, you say rectum almost killed. There's actually no real joke.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just.
All right.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of disappointing.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Right.
Well, no, you called us. Thank you, Ted.
Bye.
He's playing the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Moon, you said
yes.
You were calling, and he called us. This is Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hi. How you doing, Frank?
Fine. Steve, the conductor, everybody. What's
hey,
up, Steve?
Oh, first off, I must proclaim that I am Alpha Mike and La Papa Mike. Over.
Steve, what's up?
You say there are no Thanksgiving jokes. I got
I didn't
two
say
for
that.
You right here, right now.
Okay. Okay. Is this for the talent competition?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Now with two jokes, here's Steve the conductor. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. A boy is sitting in his grandmother's kitchen watching her prepare the Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Okay. What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, I'm just stuffing the turkey, his grandmother replied. Cool. Are you going to hang it next to the deer?
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Now for the second one.
Yeah, please.
And this is not the one about the turkeys lobbying Congress.
Thank goodness.
This is a different one.
Okay.
Like we
the
know
pro football team had just finished practice when a large turkey came strutting onto the field. While the players were gazed in amazement, the turkey walked up to the head coach and demanded a tryout. Everyone stared in silence. The turkey caught every pass, and he ran right through the defensive line. When the turkey came back to the sidelines, the coach shouted, "You're terrific! Sign up for the season. I'll see you get a huge bonus." "Forget the bonus," the turkey said. "Does the season go past Thanksgiving Day?"
And then what happened?
No, that was
oh,
it.
Oh, that's it.
That was the end.
Well, I guess I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some really good Thanksgiving jokes.
There are.
Oh, and if I may, there's a third one here.
Oh, my goodness.
Please.
Okay, the turkey goes to the doctor. Mm-hmm. The doctor says, "Bad news. All your tests have come back with you as delicious. Good, you know, real good tasting, yummy."
Don't give it. Go ahead, Steve.
That was it.
Oh, that's it?
The turkey went to the doctor. He says, yeah. The doctor says, "Bad news. All your tests came back with you as delicious. So good tasting, yummy."
All righty. Okay.
When Pian was smoking and we would go out, Steve would grace us with these jokes.
Yeah. The good old
days. It's been a while since we've heard.
Yeah.
Steve,
are you
smoking anything now, right now?
No.
Okay. Well, you might try it.
Yeah.
thank you, Steve.
I shall take that under advice.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
As I said, yeah. I'm out for Mike and the Papa.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't have been more wrong. I didn't think there were any good Thanksgiving.
No.
Boy, was I wrong. There are three, apparently. 314-969 KTRS or 888-550 KTRS. I noticed lights, but I don't see here. Oh, here we go. Bill. I think this is Bill. Bill, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you calling for the talent competition?
No, I just I heard the man call in and wanted to know what joke the punchline went to, and I'm not sure if I can say ass on the radio.
Yes, you can.
All right. The joke was that little Billy was late for school, and teacher asked him why he was late, and he said that his dog nearly got killed that day. And she said, "Oh, my gosh, what happened?" He said, "Well, he was chasing a squirrel, and he ran out in the street, and a car hit him right in the ass." She says, "Oh, you shouldn't say ass. You should say rectum." He says, "Rectum, it damn near killed him."
There it is.
Okay, there is a joke with the punchline. Rectum damn near killed him. We can edit out. We can edit out. Damn, can't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Well, there really is a joke.
And I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, Bill. Now, see, I never knew there was actually a joke that ended with Rectum damn near killed him. I think this is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you, Steve. Hallelujah. Are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, sir.
And what's your talent?
Well, I sing a little.
Okay. What part of town do you live in?
South County.
South County. What do you do for a living?
I do sales.
Okay. That's kind of vague. What do you sell?
I sell credit card processing.
Oh, okay. And are you? Do you sing like professionally?
Oh, no. No.
Okay. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, you know, I was really impressed with that 16-year-old girl.
She was good. Alexis. She was good.
I was just... That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
And I've never sung it, so I'm going to try it.
So you're going to do the national anthem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, caps off again, hands over your heart. Here from South County, credit card guy, Steve, with the national anthem. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch as they gallantly streaming. And the rockets turn glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know that Alexis needs to be nervous, but that wasn't bad. You kind of messed up on the gallantly streaming thing. You said, as they gallantly streaming.
Yeah,
you're probably nervous. You're singing before what 100 people right here?
Oh, easily,
easily. Right. So you know, I can see where you'd be nervous. But well done. I would say that because of Alexis's performance, we will not need your phone number. Don't take it personally.
No, I don't take it personal. In fact, I'm excited. I'm excited you give it to her. Really,
you would have stepped aside and given it to her anyway. Listen to that. How about Steve? Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
Y'all take care. Yeah. Bye.
Now, Steve. Is one of those guys who likes to stretch it and create more notes. Oh, say, can you feel, you know, by the dawn's early light, you know, those guys, they had six syllables. Nothing wrong with that. I'd rather hear that than some of the renditions we've heard that are almost, I don't know, unpatriotic, the way they screw it up. And what would be the word? Blasphemy. That's right. A religious term, though. This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, I am.
What is your...
I think I got the world's worst joke for you.
Wow. I don't know. Did you hear Steve?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Now, what part of town are you in, Chuck?
I'm in South St. Louis.
Okay, South St. What do you do?
I'm disabled.
What's your disability, can I ask?
I have very bad back COPD diabetes.
You know what? I know a lot of people with COPD. Three people that I know have COPD. This has become, never heard of this 5 years ago, and all of a sudden we hear of it. Were you a smoker?
Yes, I was.
Yep, and all the other people that I know who have COPD were smokers, too. You still smoking?
No, I'm not. No.
Well, sadly, two of the people that I know who have it still smoke. And I don't think it's going to get better if they do that. What do you have to have oxygen?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What did you do before you were disabled?
Oh, I worked for a local beverage company. I was a district salesman.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us?
Well, I'm not going to sing. I'm going to tell you the world's worst joke.
That's right. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the other guy. You're going to tell the world's worst joke. Okay, we can't wait. And now with the world's worst joke from South City, here's Chuck.
Okay, there's these two young boys. They're in the house, and they're running around the house. And it's driving their father nuts. So he tells them to go outside and play. Well, these two boys are going outside and play. One's named, and this is their father named them, Shut Up in Trouble. So they go outside, and they decide they're going to play hide-and-go-seek. Well, they flip a coin, and Shut Up has to count and go look for his brother Trouble. So he sits there, and he goes up, puts his head against the side of the house, and he's going 1, 2, 3, 98, 99, 100. Here I come. So he runs up the street a little ways, and he's looking between the houses and the bushes, and he can't find him. So he runs back down the street, runs around the corner, and runs right into a police officer. And the police officer grabs him and says, "Hey, son, what's the big hurry?" And he didn't say anything, and he goes, "Well, what's the big hurry? What's your name?" And the little boy says, "Shut up." And the police officer was stunned for a minute. He says, "No, what's your name?" And the boy says, "Shut up." And he goes, no, what's your name?" And he says, "Shut up." And he goes, "Listen, are you looking for trouble?" He says, "Yeah, which way did he go?"
No, don't give him a rim shot.
Well, he said it was
you
the worst.
What, Chuck?
Yeah, no, he did say
Chuck,
it first,
you're right. That may be the world's worst joke. And at least you set it up as that. I've known that joke since I was a kid. It's so bad that I won't even tell it. That's how bad it is. Let's give Chuck a round of applause.
There you go, Chuck.
For telling world's the worst joke that anybody will ever tell. Although Steve's jokes, I think, were almost worse than
that. Yeah,
they were. Chuck, we won't be needing your number, and I hope that's okay. You don't have your feelings.
No, that's all right.
All right, Chuck, good luck with your health problems. I hope you're better, and I hope you're around and listening for a while.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Right. As long as I'm around, I'll be listening to you.
Listen to that. We'll try to make your life a little more enjoyable. Thank you, Chuck.
Well, you do every day at 3 o'clock.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. There goes Chuck with COPD. I want to talk about this for a second. On our Facebook page, we mentioned this earlier. Folks, you have to go see this. You just do. This is the single funniest thing that maybe I've ever seen in my life. It's a peon rediscovered. It's at least 25, 30 years old. This charlatan crook of a minister, Robert Tilton, somebody a long time ago took some of his sermons and edited them and edited in him passing gas. Now, I know how juvenile that sounds, and it is. It's hysterical. Please go to our Facebook. If you don't laugh at this, and I'm not kidding, if you can watch this and not laugh, we do not want to be your friend.
No.
Right.
Peon was.
It's one of the few things I can watch every time, and it'll bring me to tears laughing every
you
time.
You can't be friends with us if you do not laugh out loud at this. Find another station. You're ousted.
You almost have to watch it two or three times because you don't catch some of the spots because you're laughing so hard.
Yeah, we're kicking you out of the AM and the PM if you don't laugh at this. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can't miss it. Robert Tilton, who's still around, still scamming people, still taking money from desperate, pathetic, sad people who think that he's connected to the Lord somehow. And then there's the video we won't put on our Facebook page that I just saw. This video is the single most disturbing and disgusting thing I may have ever seen. And it's a legitimate video. We're not going to put it on our Facebook page, but you can go find it. And Pian will tell you again where to find it. And we know you're going to go and look it up. And do not complain to us if you get sick, if you throw up, if you have bad dreams. Don't complain to us, because we couldn't give a bigger warning. This is in, where is it?
Africa.
Africa. And it's these natives who believe that their cows will produce more milk if they blow into the cow's rectum. And you're going to see them do this. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
It gets worse. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, tell them they go to just Google. What is it they search?
Insufflating cow.
Now, what about people in cars who get home and they don't remember the word insufflating? Could they just Google or search
blowing
in cow's rectum? Just put that in. See what happens when you do
here.
He's going to do that right now and see what comes up. Now, I know you can remember that. And again, don't get mad at us and don't complain. You don't have to go look at it. And we're not putting it up on our Facebook page. That's how disturbing it is.
No, it doesn't bring it up as easy. So,
why do I hear what sounds like rain?
It's our air conditioning in here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, insufflating cow is the way to get the easiest.
Insufflating, insufflating cow. And now, back to the phones, because we have to. Oh, we got a break. Okay,
yeah.
He says we have to break, so we'll break. APG, you know what that stands for? All pain gone. If you want to, that's okay. If you want to make it all pain gone, it really stands for Associated Physicians Group. They are a group of highly trained physical therapists and pain management people, primarily in Illinois, but there's one location in Missouri. Knees, necks, back, shoulders, those are the four biggest areas that people go into them for where they have pain. But they deal with elbow pain and carpal tunnel and migraine headaches. Their whole mission is to restore your mobility and relieve your pain. And it's not just older people that go there. It's anybody who has had an injury, who has had a condition that is going to require some therapy and some work. And in many cases, there are people that go there who have been told and are convinced they're going to have surgery when, in fact, they don't need surgery. The best example of that is knee replacement. Certainly, there are cases where knee replacement is the only option. But there are thousands of people, and that's a real number, thousands, who have gone to Associated Physicians Group and discover their alternative to knee replacement program. And those people either never had to have knee replacement at all or were able to put it off for a long, long time. And there's a program, the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. They have seminars about it. And if you go to their website, I'm going to give you that in a minute. Anytime there's a seminar coming up, it's on that website. You can always go there to find it. And I want you to go to the website for another reason. It's very difficult to explain what they do at Associated Physicians Group and where they do it, because they have multiple locations and not every location offers the same therapy or the same pain management. So go to this website, apgpain.com. If you're in pain, these people, I'm telling you, they know what they're doing. I have gotten emails from people that go, my goodness, it changed my life. I got my life back. apgpain.com. Go there. Read what they do, where they do it, and good luck to you. I hope this is the answer, and this is your way out, and not pain medication for the rest of your life or unnecessary surgery. APGPain.com.
Meet me.
Check traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
looks like we have some kind of an incident on eastbound 44 before Jefferson or at Jefferson. It's got the right lane blocked because traffic is backing up just in those right lanes to between Compton and Grand. Now, if you continue eastbound on 44 where you merge with 55, northbound 55 is a solid jam from the 44 merge all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And that's when you get into the press section. They have the right lane down due to road work. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're jamming up now just at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're coming in on westbound 70 in the Illinois area, got about a 5 to 6 mile jam up from approaching Route 4 all the way to Highway 55 due to road work. That's on westbound 70. Eastbound 270, a little bit heavy at Lindbergh, and then it opens up at 170. Eastbound 40, you're jamming up now from Timberlake Manor through Mason, a little bit heavy from 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 170, you're slow now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Slow to stop and go on southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Purolator Filters. They invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, from Tenac to Ferguson, Lime to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less, and it's conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for your official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. Save 25% off on black and gold Fridays before every home football game. So shop the Mizzou store, located in the Chesterfield Valley, for the largest selection of gear and gifts at the official store of the University of Missouri. For Mizzou, by Mizzou. M-I-Z, you know the rest.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan. Nutrition that performs.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
I guess the biggest entertainment story now is... and it's everywhere. Renee Zellweger's face. Big section in USA Today today. And then they gave examples of other, you know, major plastic surgeries. And they left a lot out. They didn't show Joan Rivers. Kenny Rogers, to me, is one of the great disasters. Zellweger's face, she's really cute. She's better looking.
Yes.
And it actually worked for her. But then they have a couple examples, too. You know the one we always forget when on the show, when we start making fun of people, and they kind of deserve it. They're so vain, who screwed themselves up, like Wayne Newton and Kenny Rogers. And we always forget about Mickey Rourke. One of the worst outcomes ever of plastic surgery. Mickey Rourke was a really good looking. I mean, he was considered a.
Oh, well, Frank.
Yeah, sorry. He was considered a really like hot stud, and now he looks like a monster.
Yeah.
He looks like some kind of an animal, like a half man, half beast face or something. But she did a really good job. And this is completely a different subject. But last night, I had a friend of mine call me and says, "You won't believe where my wife was last night." I said, "Where?" He said, "She went to see the Long Island Medium." What is this woman's name? She's sort of the heir to the Sylvia Brown throne. I can't ever think of her name.
Long Island.
Teresa Caputo.
Yeah, she was here in town last night. 4,000 people. This guy said, "My wife went to this night." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He was like, he was embarrassed that she went. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I would love to hear from somebody who went to that and why. it's sad to me that there are 4,000 people who would go to see. Isn't this the psychic? It's the same kind of crap.
Yeah. Well, a medium is more of
talk to the dead people.
Yes.
Holy, I can't believe
sensing spirits and
I can't. Folks, don't you ever notice something strange when these people do what they do? Don't you find it odd that if you say, "I'm trying to contact my grandpa," that they never say, "Yes, I'm in touch with him right now, and he says to tell you he still hates your guts." You know, there's never that. It's always he's in a good place. He forgives you. He's sorry about that time that made you so mad. Well, who couldn't think of a time when you had an argument or something? But they never pass along the message, he hopes you rot in hell. He still, even in the afterlife, can't stand your husband. You know,
right.
There's none of that.
No.
And that right there sort of tells you, really? You're going to tell me that everybody who's on the other side is comfortable? No. You think Saddam Hussein is comfortable right now, sizzling in hell or wherever he is, or any of these other Jeff Dahmer type people? Why don't they ever contact those people? Now you got something. Give me the person on stage who contacts Jeff Dahmer. And what's he up to in the afterlife? Or give me another, John Wayne Gacy, the guy that buried guys, young boys under his basement. Let's contact him in the afterlife. See how he's doing. See how comfortable he is. Bill Cleveland's on the way. We'll do a little business so we can get him in
here.
Yes. That'd be the business of Window World. Window World's in the window business. You know that. You know that they are the original $189 window people. You know why they say that? It became necessary to say we're the original 100 because somebody came along and decided to sell their windows at $189, hoping you'd be confused. But apparently you're not confused because they're the next biggest selling window, the people who try to make you think they're Window World only sell 20%, a fifth as many windows in Window World. And I guess those are two poor saps that actually think they're doing business with Window World. And the Window World people have told me they have gotten calls on more than one occasion from unhappy customers saying, "I thought this thing had a lifetime warranty," and they realize they weren't Window World windows. They're calling Window World to fix something that isn't their problem. They had purchased the fraudulent, make you think we're Window World windows, people's window. Look, if it doesn't say Window World, I don't care what the price is, it's not a Window World window. The number one seller in the United States, the one that's in soon to be 50,000 homes, well over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area, the one with the lifetime warranty, the good housekeeping seal of approval, and the charitable company with the charitable arm, Window World Cares, that has done so much to help St. Jude Children's Hospital. That's one company. That's Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They're working with a crash on eastbound 44 right at Jefferson that has the right lane blocked, and that's why traffic is backed up all the way to Grand. We're looking at they've just opened up the right lane also on eastbound 44 at the depressed section, so traffic's still pretty well jammed up on northbound 55 back to Highway 44. Now, if you're traveling southbound 270, you're going to find stop-and-go pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Also on westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Now we're heavy from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Tomcat. It's fall. The rodent control experts at Tomcat call it rodent season. Be ready with Tomcat's full line of effective rodent baits and traps to fit your household's preferences and needs. Get them today at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dyna-Green Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dyna-Green. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local Dyna-Green dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
Without trees, 2x4s would be 0x0s. Did you know Missouri's forests support 42,000 jobs? Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app. It's free. And it's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello,
hey,
Bill.
Mike, it's Thursday afternoon.
You too, Bill.
Oh, we've got another White House fence jumper. How
yeah,
about this the other day?
It.
Another one.
Yeah.
And sort of put in perspective for you, though, more Americans have now jumped a White House fence in the past month than have contacted Ebola. So
it's true.
Yes.
Right. And plans are being discussed for a reality show based on the White House. It would be called the Lame Duck Dynasty.
Oh, see what he
Barbara Walters, here's a surprise. She's come out of retirement.
What?
What?
Coming out of retirement, she'll do another one of her 10 most fascinating people.
Yay!
Yeah. Now you can tell Barbara's, you know, really kind of getting up there because this year's most fascinating person is the inventor of the clapper. And, clap on, clap off. And
yeah.
Finally, this afternoon. Well, I guess a Japanese clothing company has been criticized a little bit for labeling the United States sizes, you know, of their products skinny, fat, and jumbo.
Ooh.
You can't do that. Yeah, a lot of outcry about it, but they have changed it now. It's a small, medium, and American.
That
ought to please everybody. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon, speaking of pleasing everybody, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big Classic.
I thank you, Bill.